Ana Paulina Luna, DSA Platform Anti-White Rhetoric, Racist. By Jeff Poor on August 23, 2026. During this week's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures, Representative Ana Paulina Luna, RFL, discussed the so-called Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, and her state's Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate, Angie Nixon, who identifies with the DSA. Luna criticized the DSA, calling it an organization with a platform that uses anti-white rhetoric, is racist and, in some cases, anti-Semitic. There's a lot of information out there saying, hey, look at, the Republicans have $100+ million in the bank, guest host Jason Chaffetz said. Democrats are like in debt and have zero. I have long advocated and believed, yes, but you're not paying attention to the NGOs. These non-government organizations, who do seem to find a way to inject themselves into these elections. I'm not saying that's happening in this specific case. But I'm just saying, in general, don't think for a moment that Democrats don't have the money. But it is impressive that she was able to win this race with being outspent 16-1. But how do you contrast that to an Ashley Moody and her vision for America? Luna replied, well, I think Florida in general wants common sense. And I think, Byron Donalds especially bringing out the governor's down-ballot race against. Contrasting with David Jolly, I think that we're actually in very good shape. But I actually predicted this, that Angie Nixon being the nominee, at least in the state of Florida, will bring Republicans out to vote specifically against her because of the fact that they don't want her radical policies. And I'd also like to remind people that the DSA platform is also very much so anti-white rhetoric and racist. We have their nominees in, for example, New York that made not just anti-white, but also anti-Semitic comments, and this is somehow supposed to be socially acceptable. So, David Jolly, it's kind of funny seeing him squirm and try to distance himself from Angie Nixon, she continued. And also, within the Florida Democrat Party, there was a big catfight that occurred between Angie Nixon and the Florida Democrat Party chair, Nikki Fried, ultimately saying, "You're too radical. We're going to lose this race." I think that they're going to lose a race just straight up because of their policy positions and platforms. But I think, nationally, what we are seeing and what everyone needs to pay attention to is, there's no such thing as a moderate Democrat. As you saw in these, or these Democrat primaries, the moderate Democrats are being poached by organizations like DSA, and the funding mechanisms behind it are 100% China. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.